We will now move to our first agenda item, report and possible discussion on general manager CEO report by David Collingsworth, general manager and CEO.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what I have handed you this morning is something that we have begun to do at the BRA over the last few months, and that's have a health and safety moment before our meetings. Because health and safety is the safety of our employees is our highest priority. So what I have given you, I will not go through, but it's to remind you of some of the difficulties of heat-related stress and just how fast heat-related stress can impact you. So we want you, as the real summertime rolls along now and we move into August, to be able to deal with that. So that's what that's for. As I alluded to and notified the board earlier in the week, we did have an unfortunate fish kill. It is a priority to us to try to avoid these types of situations. We own three dams. Biologically, dams attract fish. So we do have challenges at certain times of the year to make sure or to look at and assess and try to evaluate how to save the lives of those fish. The one thing that we are going to do is we are going to look at in the months to come scenarios where we can either remove those fish or provide some type of aeration system or management strategies to where we can look at and understand how to better protect those fish. We have been in consultation with Texas Parks and Wildlife. We did so Monday. The water that we released was in an effort to save the lives of some of those fish because we witnessed that those fish were stressed out. But the word that I give you is that we will begin to look at and assess how we can better understand and predict and manage through those situations. When we are releasing water from those gates, fish like flow. Fish like to swim upstream for a few reasons. First of all, it provides dissolved oxygen, which is a quality of life issue for fish, and then also it brings the food to them. So fish like flow, we produce flow, so we have challenges in managing how those fish get into the stilling basin and how they survive or do not survive. So that's one of the challenges that we're going to look at going forward. I will report back to the board in the months to come. One of the misfortunes of this fish kill was that we have had excessive flows in the river for a long time, and we reached the heat of the summertime, so we really, it was the, we produced a really optimum environment for fish to live in, and then by shutting off those gates and not providing more water, we produced a scenario where it was stressful for those fish. So we will look at that and try to figure out how to move forward to eliminate or to better manage that situation. It is going to be a challenge moving forward. It is not as easy as putting aerators in a stilling basin. It's not as easy as simply removing fish because there are hazards and liabilities, but it is something that we are committed to looking into to make sure that we do a better job of managing in the future. Today, last but not least, today is a very exciting day for us. Let me tell you how the budget process works. So today we're going to present a budget for your consideration, and then we are going to spend the next month to month and a half, 2 months, closing fiscal year 2019, auditing those books, balancing the checkbook, if you will, and then almost immediately after that, October, November, we begin building our budget again. The budget process is a year-long process. We take a tremendous amount of pride in preparing the budget because it is truly the cornerstone of our fiscal responsibility. And we owe that to our customers that we have water and wastewater contracts with. We owe it to our system ratepayers, and we owe it to the citizens of the basin to make sure that we're spending the money that we receive through the sale of our water or the operations of facilities to be the best steward of that financial resource. So, David Thompson, on behalf of myself and the management team, thank you to you and Michelle and y'all's team for doing just an outstanding job, basically year-round, putting together all of the information that goes into this book. So, again, I'm excited. I know our staff is to present that to you. And with that, Chairman, I'll turn the program back over to you.